Welcome to Manpower Talk Radio. I'm your host, the 101 guy, Ronnie Venable. Our show is designed to empower men over the age of 40 to learn to get out of our own way and live the fantastic life we dream about. The primary focus of Manpower Talk Radio is to build a huge network where men can share successes, failures, challenges, joys, fears, and tears as we travel the road to success. Today's financial environment has impacted people from all over the world. This week, I challenge you to reflect on where you are from the inside out. It's easy to get caught up with what's happening in the world, especially if you lost your job, your home, or if you have more bills than money at the end of the month. Please stop for a minute and think for a second about the people that are in the hospitals. Better yet, use one of your days to visit a hospital or a nursing home. As you walk the halls, use your imagination and think of how your world would be if you were the one in the hospital. Hopefully, this thought will help you realize that your situation is not as bad as you were thinking. It's truly a blessing to be able to function on your own, to make many choices that are sometimes taken for granted. Surely, you've adopted being grateful for another day and sharing your smile with 10 people every day. Living means choices, making changes, and taking action to move toward your goals. This week, I challenge you to let everyone in your life know just how truly special that they really are. I'll admit that this week's question was almost deleted. It set off internal bells and whistles because it hit me right between the eyes. When my finances are less than desirable, my inclination is to withdraw from others and to make hard choices on improving this situation. The question is, how to maintain a relationship when struggling with financial uncertainty? Since I had such a strong reaction to this question, it may be best if it's discussed from three different approaches. The first approach is that those of us over the age of 40 were raised with a set of values that dictate you do whatever is necessary to take care of your family and loved ones. Our core values are so deep-rooted that when our ability to care for our families are challenged, we go into survival mode and may become overprotective, result-focused, and ignore anyone that does not share our vision on what needs to be done. The emotional and mental strain is enormous when there's a loss of income or having less than what's required to live in a manner that our families have become accustomed to. This internal feeling is what compels us to work long hours, maybe have two or three jobs, and give up family time to earn money. From the research we gathered, many families would rather lower their standard of living to have you at home with them and not working so many hours. But for us, we never realized this fact because we're dealing with our own internal issues. Wouldn't you agree it would really be great if it was just that simple? May I have your permission to talk about why I'm continually working to improve in this area? You have to promise that you will not share this information with anyone. When it comes to finances, my brain focuses on finding and researching opportunity while taking an active role working in any capacity to earn income as long as it's legal, moral, and ethical. When my efforts are not up to my standards, I feel that I've let the people down that I care most about. This means that when I spend time with them, I may actually feel guilty for not using that time to improve our financial situation. Like I said, this is internal thinking. These are my thoughts on the situation, and for those on the outside, everything may seem to be okay. I'm sure you realize that time waits for no one, and as one of my mentors said, you can never recover the time that's been lost. At the end of each day, there are three questions that I ask myself. Number one, what was accomplished today? Number two, what improvements can be made for tomorrow? And number three, how can I improve my time management? Understand that as goals are set and plans are made to reach those goals, this provides an avenue for changes in our action that we can share with our loved ones as we continue to take action. Wouldn't you agree that having a conversation or a family meeting will get input or buy-in from everyone, and then it becomes a team effort rather than a single effort? Now, if you're laughing and thinking, he hasn't met my family, no one said it would be easy. I want you to ask yourself this question. Would it be less stressful to have the help of your loved ones or go it alone? Please don't get me wrong. In some cases, continuing alone may be your only options. Learn to quickly remove yourself from negative situations and negative people because all of your energy and focus should be on living each day and building your dream life. The second approach to the question, how to maintain a relationship when struggling with financial uncertainty, is what does financial uncertainty have to do with your relationship? I'm sure your love for being yourself and not for your financial status. The people that really care about you will care about you in good times and in bad times. They are your supporters and are there for you if you give them the chance to help. Remember that friends are friends, and they may not help in the manner that you would like because many times they know you better than you know yourself. They know your history and may be able to keep you grounded as you rebuild your finances. As for the relationship, there are many free activities if you would like to add some spice to your life on a budget. There are outdoor concerts, city tours, date nights, candlelit dinners, picnics, family bike rides, home movie nights, potluck dinners with friends and families, and this is just to name a few. Use your creative imagination to add some sparkle to your relationship. Your relationship is just like your life. You have a choice as to its vitality. If you're insecure and have doubts, expect issues. If you choose to live life and have fun, then those around you will be full of energy and laughter. Your expectations play a major role in the type of relationships you enjoy. Now, we've looked at how to maintain a relationship when you're struggling with financial uncertainty from the inside or what you're thinking internally and from the outside with using external support. The last approach is that your relationship may really hinge on your finances. If this is the case, you must first confirm your thoughts through a conversation with your partner. Then, if necessary, find a quiet spot for yourself and think about what you truly want out of this relationship. Once confirmed that finances are an issue, get busy and write your options for and against your decisions. Give each option a value between 1 and 10, with 10 being the most desirable result. Add the numbers, and the highest number dictate the action you will follow. One important step here. Promise yourself before you start that you will abide by the outcome and select someone to share this process with so they can hold you accountable for their end results. You know how sometimes we go through a decision process and at the end we make a decision, but then it's not really what we think we want to do and we just push it to the side. This person will make sure that you are held accountable for your results. Now, here are a few questions you may want to include in your options list. Am I truly happy? Do I really enjoy this relationship? Am I willing to fight to maintain this relationship? Am I willing to make lasting improvements? How much money am I willing to commit to continue? What has changed since the beginning of this partnership? Should I settle for the convenience of not having to start over? What talent is available in the market, and am I willing to try free agency? What is it that I really want, and what sacrifices am I willing to make to have it? For some guys, this approach may seem cold and hard, and for others, their thoughts are, next. What is there to think about? Which approach feels right for you? Make your own list of questions because we're all different. And one size does not fit all, especially when it comes to relationships. Let us know your thoughts on these questions by posting your comments on www.menpowerradio.com. That's www.menpowerradio.com. Keep this thought in mind as you go about your daily lives. When everything in your world appears to be bleak, tie a knot in the end of a rope and hang on because help is on the way. When you believe, you will achieve. We appreciate your support and invite you to share this broadcast with your friends and family as we open our network to you. I look forward to hearing about your experiences, challenges, and successes. Send your comments, ideas, and suggestions for improving our show to meet your needs to www.menpowerradio.com. Until next time, stay cool under pressure and remember, you are never alone. I leave you with this thought. I am willing to face new challenges and to learn new skills. I am not afraid to ask for help and understand that I have everything I need right now to be successful. This is Ronnie Venable, the 101 guy of Men Power Talk Radio, signing off with, live like there's no tomorrow, enjoy life, have fun.